We're visiting with Rich Nelson, the chief strategist at Allendale, talking about the WASD report. Did you see any big surprises?
You know, for the most part, numbers came in pretty much relatively as expected. I think because the mechanical nature of how USDA makes this report and also with the lack of any movement on yields, which will be reserved until August, we didn't see any big surprises to speak of. Corn stocks, a new crop going from 3.3 down to 2.6 billion bushels. Relative within trade expectation, and as a reminder, USDA did keep trend yields unchanged. As far as soybeans, numbers going from 395 million bushels last year to now, for the last month, to now 425 million bushels for the current estimate. Same type of story. That was relatively close. One thing which did act as a small surprise for us were the wheat numbers. Wheat production falling a little harsher than people expected, going from 1.877 billion. Now 1.824. So I think while we can talk about today's report as being an issue, I think overall we probably looked at other factors for today's trading.
Well, with the USDA acreage numbers from June the 30th, how is that impacting the WASD since USDA is plugging in their lower acreage numbers?
You know, it did certainly just acreage itself, no change in yields. The acreage itself did give us this a good size decline in production. In fact, we fell from the initial estimate from last month of 15.995 billion, now 15 even. So a large 995 million bushel decline for corn, and that certainly was the main driver for the lower stocks here today. Soybean side of things, we got to point out numbers on there did have a small increase due to the acreage issue, going from a production of 4.125 to now 4.135. So not a big change on the soybean side.
So, you know, I feel like everybody thought we were going to have this big grand reopening of the economy as we got into the summer months. Now we're seeing with the COVID cases going up in certain states, that's probably not going to happen. So going forward and looking through the rest of the year, how do you think this is going to impact, you know, kind of the way we do things now?
And that's a really good question. And also, let me first cover the numbers themselves. USDA did adjust they adjusted only the old crop numbers for us on corn for ethanol, for instance, as we do have some concerns about maybe this demand and driving ability these next few weeks. But one thing to keep in mind here for us is what if this does continue into September and the coming months beyond that point? USDA has a small discount plugged in already, but there could be larger numbers, larger adjustments maybe in future months if this does not correct.
How do you feel like this is going to impact prices going forward?
You know, overall, I think we've had our price moves already based on these numbers, and we knew about relatively what to expect back from the June 30th reports. So as it stands, I do think in general, we can argue a long-term downside for this December corn contract, maybe 285. The soybean numbers, in our view, are actually not bearish, and we see maybe an $8.95, $9 November contract. So that's one big issue for the long term. Certainly for the short term, our bigger issue for the in the trade mindset is trying to tackle on this summer rally and weather issue that's hitting us right now.
I feel like 2020 is just like a mishmash of a bunch of things happening all at once.
We've heard that refrain quite a bit, I think, these past few weeks. So, and the crazy thing is we're only halfway through doing the year. We got another half year in front of us. So who knows what might be lined up the next few months.
I agree. We'll just keep plowing through, won't we?
I think that's all we can at this point in time here.
Rich, thanks so much for visiting with us today.
Happy to help. Thank you so much.